Awesome. Hey, welcome everybody. Shoot, we got a good room. That's awesome. So my name is Mark Schonigal, senior evangelist for Unity Technologies. And today what I'm going to show you is what I hope is going to be a really fun, really cool demonstration. We're going to take a look at this awesome new device. This is the Acer Mixed Reality headset, which is pretty sweet. I've got my HoloLens plugged in. We're going to take a look at that. And really what I want to show you today is just how you can design holographic and mixed reality, virtual reality type applications using Unity. So with all that being said, how many of you have actually used one of these things? Oh, that's awesome. How many of you develop for it? Okay, cool. How many of you have used one of these? All right, a few people. Good, good, good. And how many of you know Unity? Cool. All right, that's all the questions I'm going to ask. And that's for now all the PowerPoint we're going to do. So I'm just going to leave PowerPoint because I like showing stuff in the editor much, much better. I wanted to show you how all this stuff works from scratch. So I've got this headset here, and basically when you plug it in, it walks you through a bit of setup instructions on, you know, just getting started. Then what I'm going to do is actually just run the mixed reality portal. So that's going to fire up basically how all this works. So we're going to launch the mixed reality portal. And this is where you initially see your environment. I've already set this up, but I'm going to run setup once again just so you can kind of see how this works. And then we'll dive into Unity and we can see how these things connect in Unity. So just going to run the setup. It's asking how tall I am. So 6 foot sounds good. We'll hit next there. So this is just like if you've configured a Rift or you configured a Vive, you have to do that full room setup, things like that. So that's sort of what we're going to do now. This is a lot easier, though, because we don't have markers or trackers to deal with. The trackers are built in the headset, so it does inside-out tracking. There's nothing you have to screw to the wall or stick on your desk. So this set is sets up quite a bit easier. Basically, what you do is you stand here and tell it where... Oops, do that again. So she's going to sit here for about 10 seconds, and this calibrates the height. So this is going to figure out basically how tall I am and also where the floor is based on the height data that I gave it. From there, we're going to define our space. So this is the boundary. It's called the guardian on this device. So very much this is so you don't walk into walls when you have this thing on, right? So to do that, we just sort of put it about here and go. So I'm just going to define my space. This is a very exciting demo. Super duper exciting. Doesn't get much better than this. And it didn't work. Awesome. Live demo. Try this again. I lost tracking for just a second. Maybe if I walk like that. Hey, that's better. I really didn't want to show you this, but to be honest, I have to show you this. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Beautiful. Isn't that a great space? All right, so what that does is that sets up my boundary. So once I now put this thing on, and this is kind of nice, this little flip-top thing, put this on, and in just a second we should see. Come on. There we go. So there's my space. So this is basically your launch center for the new Windows mixed reality devices. So it's pretty slick. I can go around here, and you can see that boundary pops up as I get further or closer away to it. So again, that's the wall, so I don't walk into it. So I can walk around my environment here. I can go check my email. Somewhere down here is my sweet TV. Where is it at? Down there. There's a way to turn around, but I can go down there in my little down, well, whatever. Down there is my Xbox. We could play Xbox. But that's not what I want to show you. This is all the Microsoft stuff that ships with this device. I want to show you how this works inside of Unity. So now that we're connected, I'm going to launch Unity. And mind you, everything I'm showing you here today is prototype. Prototype software. Prototype hardware. I might have a crash or two. I'm just going to give you a warning ahead. Most things have been pretty stable. I've only had this device for about a week, so it's very new to me as well. And thankfully, our engineers were able to get a build going with this thing connected. So hopefully all this is going to be cool. So the first thing I want to do is show you an actual game. This game was provided by my friends over at Zero Mass Energy. The game is called Center of Gravity. And essentially what this game is it loading? There it goes. Essentially what this game is, it's kind of like Asteroids, but you're on a platform with a paddle, and you're smacking this little ball around, exploding the asteroids, all in VR. It's really fun. It's shipping today on the Rift and on the Vive. And I want to show this to you inside of Unity on this device. I'm not sure why it's taking so long to load. There we go. Cool. So this is our game. Now what's neat here is all I had to do. And I'm not kidding. This is all I did to get this from running on the Vive and on the Oculus. I figured I was going to have to spend some work on this. Nope. I basically switched my build setting to Windows Store.
clicked the Switch platform button, went into my player settings, and for those of you that know Unity, you know we have this awesome little checkbox here that says virtual reality supported. Once you check that box, that turns your head into the camera. That's all there is to it. You get a new scene, click that button, put the headset on, and your head is now the camera. So the same thing now is true with the Windows Mixed Reality platform. So what I'll do here is just, it's already enabled, virtual reality supported. Windows Mixed Reality is my build target, so we have different targets for different platforms, Cardboard, Oculus, all the other devices that are out there, of course. And that's it. That is all I had to do. And now when I press play, actually I'm gonna bring up the portal again. I'm gonna press play, and what we should see is that goes away, and there's my game running inside my headset. Now, I'm not gonna lie, one thing I was really excited to show you all today was how it hooks up to the controllers, because the plumbing is very, very similar to hooking up to the Vive and to the Rift, but I couldn't get the controllers. So there's like 10 minutes of this demo was gonna be showing you all the input stuff, but that ain't happening. But anyway, it's that easy to port your game in most cases. It's all on the same platform, same pipeline, and you can see my Guardian appears when I do that, whatever, all good. And everything is nice and nice and hooked up. So almost no work involved to get this game ported over to this headset in its prototype form. So pretty cool about that. Another neat thing I can show you, and if there is one place that I'm 50-50 this is gonna fail, is this. But I'm gonna show it to you anyway, because that's how I roll. Let's see, what was I gonna do? I wanna show you, if I go here to my holographic emulation, I'm gonna go down, pick up my awesome HoloLens, and show you just how easy it would be to convert this to a HoloLens game. Gonna switch on my remote to device. It's gonna ask me for the IP address. So my IP address here, I brought my little router. So I've got a little local network set up. And if I put this thing on, I'm going to do a couple things. One, I'm going to launch Edge, and I'm going to actually log into the web server that's running on here. That will let us do, I don't know why it says it's not secure, that cracks me up. Anyway, this is basically the portal for your HoloLens. If you haven't seen this yet, this is where you can get a lot of important stuff for your HoloLens. It shows, obviously, the device ID, your IPD. And I can also go here to my mixed reality capture, click on live preview, and you guys should see.
And?
What I see. Yeah, well,
you guys should see.
Could turn that
what
down,
I see.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, I want to mute
perfect.
That.
So, if I press play, now that we're connected, one of two things are going to happen. One, we're going to crash, or two, it's going to magically work. I'm going to hope for the latter. Nope. Damn. Durr. I knew it. 50-50. Total 50-50. I do a clean reboot, start from scratch. I don't know why. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Again, it's all alpha, prototypey stuff. So once this is final, we'll obviously have the bugs out. That's actually a really tricky thing that I was trying to do. Completely switch live build targets, both using holographic or spatial mapping to kind of figure out where my space is. Both those spatial maps are loaded in memory, and anyway, that caused, I think, what happened there. So anyway, let's reconnect. And oops, I gotta do one more thing. I have to actually launch. Oh, I was gonna show you what I can see here. So one thing I need to do is run this utility right there. And I'm just gonna pin it over top of this monitor, because I can do that, because it's cool. There we go. And what this does is this basically brings up the holographic emulate, or the remote capabilities for the holographic device. So like we see here, so there's my IP address. Go back into Unity. Now I press the connect button, and I press play, and I should see my game on my HoloLens like that. And you don't see that because I pulled the window down. And ta-da, we are out in space, and there's all my little asteroids floating around. I will tell you this, I'm using both HDMI outputs on here, one of them to drive the projector, one of them to drive this, and it has introduced a bit of slowdown. So if you're wondering if it's a little stuttery, as soon as I unplug the one HDMI connection, it works. Again, this is demo by wire, whatever you want to call it. Flying by the seat of my pants. Anyway, one thing that's kind of interesting, though, is because this device is complete immersion, we had a full background in there, right? The space background with stars and everything. Holographic, you want to have a transparent background so you actually see. I feel so weird talking to you through this thing. You want to have your background be transparent so I really just see the asteroids, right? So to do that in Unity is really, really simple. Basically, what you do is you go into your camera and grab my camera rig, open this up, and if I open my one eyeball here, I'm just going to set my background from a skybox to a solid color. Solid color, we want it to be full black with no alpha channel. And I'm still connected, so if I press play, we should now see, and you all will see, just the asteroids, like so. So that's all you have to really do. Just swap your, and there's the rings of Saturn, so we're still seeing those as opaque, or you actually get a little bit of lag than what I do, so there's the rings of Saturn. But anyway, cool stuff. So it's really, really simple to set this stuff up. Again, this was a real production game, zero effort on my part to get this thing running on both devices, except for what I just showed you. So that to me is pretty cool right there already. But I have a lot more to show you. I'm gonna build some stuff from scratch. There's performance monitoring here too, so while I have this thing up, I can switch over to this. And we can actually see the raw system performance, what my device is doing in real time. We can also run this in conjunction with the Unity Profiler, which gives us a lot of details, you know, helps us eliminate frame rate issues, any kind of drops in frames, things like that. So all that profiling stuff is nice to obviously have live as well. So cool, good stuff. So I'm going to stop Unity. I'm going to disconnect you and close you up. And we're going to go back to PowerPoint land for just a few minutes. And I want to talk to you about a few more things, and then we're going to go back to fun Unity stuff. So again, special thanks to my buddies at Zero Mass Energy for providing that game. Download it today, it's fun. And they are working on a Windows holographic version and a Windows mixed reality version too. So those will be on the store very, very soon, considering it all just magically works. So a couple weeks ago, or last week, we had the, well, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, we had the Unity Vision Summit. Vision Summit is a dedicated summit, like this is for build, you know, for Microsoft. So this was our dedicated AR, VR summit. It was really great. What we announced there was full support for this device. And it was also an Oprah moment where Brandon from Microsoft gave everyone in attendance one of these things, which is great. So 1,500 people got one of these, which is awesome. And what's pretty cool about that, too, is that game I just showed you. Last year at Vision, we gave out free Vives. A guy who was in attendance, from a friend of mine who I used to work with, he retired, actually. He gets his Vive, fell in love with it, and now he's part of the company that built that game I just showed you, and that was all just from coming to Vision, being inspired. So what I'm hoping is all the people that got these this year, next year I'll have a really good success story about someone whose life and career changed on that. So good stuff. So Vision was fun. For those of you that don't know, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Unity. Unity is the most used game engine in the world. Last year, 16 billion games were installed that were made with Unity, which is ridiculous. Those are all the platforms we support, 30 in all, which is amazing. You build the game once and you just switch platforms, just like I showed you, switching between these two different platforms. So we support all the Microsoft platforms and all those other ones as well. And that's great. You build your game once and just deploy it on all these different platforms with usually very little tooling to do, unless you're going from something like an Xbox One down to a phone. Obviously, you have little performance things to deal with, but for the most part, everything just magically works. In fact, 91% of all HoloLens titles are made with Unity. That's a pretty cool statistic. Generally, you're either building from scratch, writing everything, you know, with Direct3D from scratch, or you're using Unity to build holographic applications. So super proud about that. We like to say at Unity that we solve hard problems, and I think this is very true, especially with these devices here. So some of the things that we've done to make developing really, really easy, basically the whole collection of APIs, some that we've developed, some that Microsoft developed. Microsoft's a fantastic partner. So we really work closely with them. Our entire AR, VR, mixed reality development team is based here in Seattle, so there's a lot of close collaboration, which is fantastic. It's high-level and low-level components. I'm going to show you what that means in a little bit in Unity, but basically you can either use our custom or our pre-built components or just get down totally low-level and write using the APIs by themselves. Complete end-to-end build platform, you know, you just create your game, you build it to Windows Store, deploy it through Visual Studio, and you're good to go. The final output is UWP, and I think it was version 5.4 of Unity. We started shipping Visual Studio Community Edition for free directly inside of Unity. So you can use either MonoDevelop if you want, or step up and use Visual Studio. If you're developing for these devices, you have to use Visual Studio. But again, it comes with Unity now, so that is great. And like I said, the camera in Unity is literally your head. It's super simple. You just click that button, and you're suddenly in virtual reality, mixed reality, augmented reality, whatever reality you feel like being in on that day. So what kind of APIs are available? Different types of input. A lot of the APIs are shared across these two devices. Some of them are HoloLens specific. So we have things like gaze, gesture, voice, spatial mapping, spatial sound, map persistence, which basically means once I scan my room, it'll remember that room. I can leave, come back, and it doesn't have to do a full scan. It just pretty much knows. It'll always know, like, if I leave this room and come back, that I placed that window over top of this. In Unity, we'll use that persistence as well. Full web camera support. And just a little bit of the code for some of these APIs. This is gaze input, super simple. We use physics, fire raycast, get a position, and do something with that. I'm gonna show you how all that works in the editor in just a minute. Gesture input, this is this thing where you're kind of going like that and people wondering, what's that guy doing? Then you got that, the bloom. So that's how all these events are handled here. And basically what this is, the very bottom line of code, that's gonna trigger a walk cycle. So actually you'll see in my demo, I pinch and my character starts to walk with just that little bit of code. It's pretty cool. Voice input, we're gonna do some of that in a little bit too. Basically I just type in plain text a word like run, walk, sit, jump, do something. Turn on the recognizer and Unity and the HoloLens or the this device will just do it. It'll just execute that command. In this case, the action is gonna be for our character to start walking. Spatial sound. Spatial sound is cool. You all probably know about, 5-1 sound. You put speakers in all four corners of the room. That's great. Spatial sound is a little bit different, where the sound change is based on your position in the room. So 5-1, the sound doesn't actually change. It feels like it's coming from the four different corners, or 7-1, whichever. With spatialized sound, you're actually getting closer to an object. It gets louder. It gets, gets quieter when you walk away from it. All that is just a checkbox in Unity. Super easy. Don't have to worry about much there. Spatial mapping, that's where the world turns into the Matrix. It still freaks me out. It's awesome. You'll see that in a minute. It still blows my mind. Real-time mapping of your environment. Full support for physics interaction, so I can scan the room, start playing Pong against the wall, against the floor, whatever. It's continuously enhancing the space. So the more you use your space, the more detailed it's going to be. As you start moving objects around, it'll pick those changes up. There you go. And there's also a different level of details. And you can visualize that mesh if you want, just for fun, or you can actually use it to occlude objects. So for instance, if I had a character that was standing behind this wall, I could walk around it, I would see it, but when I walked over to this side, it would be occluded because there's something in the way. And I could have a 3D object there or not, it all depends. Let's see, so I just want to show you a couple slides on the setup. It was really simple, I plugged the device in. There's nothing to download, it's part of the new version of Windows. The Creator's Edition has all of the software drivers, everything for this device loaded up. So you literally plug it in, this window pops up. Don't need very high system requirements. This is a pretty beefy laptop, I'm not gonna lie, it has a GTX 1080 in it. But you can use integrated graphics, I'm told, with this, and I've tested this out on some lower end machines, and it does work pretty well, so that's good. A lot lower requirements than the other VR devices out there. So then you're supposed to meet your device. Cool, hey, how's it going? A little tour of it. It's pretty basic. It's nice and light. Honestly, the first time I picked it up, I was like, it feels a little too light. But that's good. So when you put it on your head, it doesn't feel heavy. So it's wonderful. And this little flip-up thing is really sweet. Taking the thing on and off is going to be a pain in the butt. Like I just showed you, we just do that little setup to set up the Guardian system. Really easy. Define your space, and you're good to go. So cool. That's most of what I wanted to talk about on PowerPoint. Want to go and show you Adam, and then we're going to use Adam to do some fun holographic stuff. So let's leave PowerPoint. And I'm just going to run a video really quick. Actually, this isn't a video. Let me turn that off. This is actually a compiled real-time version of our Adam demo. So Adam was something that our demo team in Stockholm, super talented group of people, created this just amazing visual demo of a story we called Adam. So I'm gonna run it for you. We're gonna use the character in here as the star of our next portion that I show you. But everything you're seeing here is rendering in real time, and when it's done, I'm gonna prove it. But we'll just step back and watch Adam. So if we can bump the audio on my computer back up. Thank you. Pretty cool. So that's Adam. Really, this demo was designed just to showcase the graphical power of Unity. We do that about every year, come out with something to push the envelope. Hopefully that was exciting. Check this out. I can scrub that. Woo! And I can also do this. Let me get to a good shot right around, about let's say there. Let's stop it. Watch this. Woo! I can move my lights around. So this is kind of cool. The reason I bring this up for VR, AR, mixed reality, anything, any of these realities is storytelling is going to become a very big thing for these devices. So this is a great story. This uses a tool called Timeline, which is yet to be released for Unity. You can get the preview version of it for it. Just download it. But it basically allows you to author things with a timeline, which is very different. If we have time at the end, I'll show you a quick look at Timeline. But basically allowed us to then make this to be a scrubbable tool. And while, you know, while the directors, while the producers were working on this, they were actually able to define, you know, really dial in the look of their shot by just using simple controls like this, you know, setting the mood for our environment. I can pan my camera around. Again, this is all rendering in real time on this laptop, so this isn't an AVI. Obviously, this is a pretty cool tech demo. So all the assets, or pretty much all the assets that were used to create this, are actually available for free on the Unity Asset Store. So download Unity, just go to the Asset Store, and you can grab them. So I thought I would use that character for our HoloLens demo. So let's go ahead and fire back up my little special build of Unity. I say special because it supports all the new APIs for both devices. And just go into my database here. I'm going to stick on my sweet little headset, and let's get back to actually making something. So cool. Let me make sure I can connect. And nope, wait a minute. Oh, I think my HoloLens went to sleep. Hope you all didn't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Okay, yeah, my HoloLens went to sleep. Hang on. And boop. All right, cool. Now I can connect. Connect. Sweet, we're connected. Let me launch this guy up. That's good. Let's fire up our capture so y'all can see what I'm doing. So all I'm really going to do here to start is I'm going to take my Atom character, which I, again, just got from the Asset Store, drop it into Unity, and there it goes. One thing you want to do when you're working with Windows Holographic is generally want to set your camera to a neutral position like 0, 0, 0. But because of that, it's now exactly over top of Atom. And just for demonstration purposes, I'm going to just pan the camera back a little bit. For those of you that are brand new to Unity, basically this is the Unity sandbox. This is where we do our game creation, our mixed reality, or whatever our creation might be. We have some different windows here. This one here is your editor window. This is where you grab objects, move them around. This is the view that your game, your tablet, your headset, whatever your target platform is going to be, this is the view, the camera view for that. Up here we have our hierarchy. This is where you see all your objects. These are all the elements that are in my project. And then lastly over here on the right, this is our inspector view. So every single object that I touch will have some sort of parameters over here in the inspector. So I can just kind of click through these. These are the controls for my light, the controls for my camera. And that's it. Now all I need to do is I make sure I'm connected. That's good. I'm going to go back to File, Build Settings, Min Windows Store. That's good. Some things to point out here that are important for doing holographic is you want to make sure you're in Universal 10. You can target any device or HoloLens. Any device will work fine for today. You need to make sure that you're in D3D. And that's it. That's all the super important ones. Cool. I'm just going to press play. And if I go over here, I should see. Where are you, Atom? Why don't I see Atom? Let me try that again. Hey, well, that's weird. That's never happened. Oh no, my HoloLens quit again. Ack! Sorry, guys. This is a strange one. Let's try that again. Come on. No. Oh, come on. No, we're coming back. Let me just launch this again. Cool. Press play. And why don't I see Atom? Huh. All right, that's not normal. That's never happened before. Let me do this really quick. Hopefully this isn't something I have to do a reboot on. That would be a shame. Shoot, this has actually been rock solid. I'm puzzled.
Is the camera too close?
No. Cool, let's drop Atom in. Take our camera, zero it out. And why? She's telling me I'm hearing voices in my head from Cortana. Let's see. I'm not kidding. She's like, I'm having trouble connecting. All right. Dang it. Yeah, I'm now disconnected again. Can I do live preview? Dang it. Okay, there we go. Oh man, the one thing that's been working like so well is this. All right, now I'll come. So ridiculous. All right, let me, oh man, shoot, sorry guys. Wow, it doesn't want to quit. Oh, come on, HoloLens, what's wrong with you? No! Really? Okay, we're rebooting. So hopefully this will work. Of course it takes a few seconds. I have nothing to do while this is rebooting. Nothing. I don't have a funny joke. I got no stories. I got nothing. Almost there. There we go. Okay, cool. So that's good. Please don't do that again. That is a great question. So licensing on Unity is something we are super proud of. Until you or your company makes $100,000, you can use the Unity Personal Edition, which does every single thing that the Pro version does, except you don't get the dark UI skin, and there's a splash screen that says powered by Unity Personal Edition. Other than that, you are free to develop as much as you want with the Personal Edition. So it's fantastic. Yes?
Is that total revenue or revenue off of?
That's total revenue. So if you work, you know, if you work for a big company, you should, you know, be good. It's only $150 a month. So the question, by the way, was about the EULA for this. So, all right, we are capturing again. Let me make sure I can connect. Cool. And there's Adam. Yay. Okay. Whew. Has not failed once in like a year. Cool. Live preview. This time. Gotta be kidding. Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point. Let's try that again. Yes, I probably have to log back in. Great answer. Hooray! Good grief. Okay, so I am going to press play. And there's Adam. Yay. Okay, cool. You guys can't see that though. So let's go here. Well, there's Adam's derriere. That's great. Yeah, so there's Adam. So I have a hologram. It's right in front of me. That's cool. Notice we see this blue background. That's our skybox, so I obviously want to get rid of that. So let's just do a little bit of work here. I'm going to leave that live preview on. That should be fine. So I'm going to select my camera, and right there our skybox is set to be the skybox. This is the skybox. I don't want to use that. I want to use a solid color, and I want to make that solid color black. Press play again, and now I should see Adam's butt again. And there you go. So cool, so now I got my hologram, everything's good, standing just in the middle of our world, really. So let's go ahead and shut that off, and let's make this do something. So the first thing I wanna do is give it a little bit of animation, give it a little bit of motion, and then we're gonna turn them around as well. So I got some animation here, and we'll first just put on a standing idle pose, and all I have to do is go into my animation library, these are some that I just got off the asset store, drag and drop it onto our character, and now if I go select our character, go into our animator window, we see the Unity state machine. So this is called Mechanim. This is where we do a lot of our animation controlling inside Unity. And once you drag your first animation on, it automatically brings you from the entry point into that first clip of animation. So if I press play, I'm seeing in my HoloLens Adam dancing around. That's good. And there he is also dancing inside. Well, not dancing. He's you know, just sort of swaying around there inside there. So I want to make him turn around. So to do that, I got another clip here called Turn 180. Just gonna drag and drop that in. I'm gonna show you how we can do some really easy transitions. And I wonder if someone's actually typing what I'm saying, because that would be hilarious, because I know I talk ridiculously fast. So good luck to that person. Anyway, let's do a transition. So basically we're gonna say, all right, I wanna transition from the standing pose, the idle pose, to make our character turn around, so we're not looking at his behind anymore. So if I just press play, we will do one loop of the idle pose, and then we'll switch around, and now Adam's nicely looking at us. Cool. So I want to actually do that with a gesture. I want to be able to pinch and make the character turn that way. So to do that, I'm just going to hit stop, and we're going to create a couple parameters. So the first parameter I'll first parameter I'll create is going to be called a trigger. We have four different types of things that can control a transition from an object. Floating point or an integer, so if your speed equals a certain distance, if you get a 0 or 1 maybe on a joystick, that's where you use float or integer. And then we have booleans and triggers. A boolean is just like a trigger, except a boolean you have to also turn off with a script, whereas a trigger you just use one line of code, activates the trigger, the next frame it's immediately off again. So I'm going to use a trigger, and I'm going to call this trigger turn, like so. Now if I click on the transition, this little line right here, it shows me a lot of information about how my transition is going to go. There's my my center geometry, or kind of gives me an idea of how my blend's going to be. And here's where my conditions are. Now right now it says list is empty, but I just created the one over here called turn. So if I click on here, I should now have turn there as well. There's a button here called has exit time. I'm going to show you what that does. So if I hit play, and I click this little button, I'm gonna wait till it's done with that cycle. That blue bar represents how far down that clip of animation we are. I'm gonna click it now, and notice we didn't turn right away. We actually waited until that clip finished playing before we executed our turn. So to eliminate that, so that it turns immediately, we just have to uncheck has exit time. So if I uncheck that, press play again, and now I click this guy, now it's gonna turn immediately, okay? So that just basically authored how this transition's gonna work. It's gonna stay in that idle pose forever and ever until I hit that button, which is, I don't wanna hit that button, I wanna pinch or do something more fun than that. So if I click on my scripts folder, I got a few scripts that I created. So the first one here is going to be my animation gestures. I'm just gonna drag and drop that onto Atom. That is now a component. So there's the component, that's my script. If I double click on that script, it's gonna fire up Visual Studio, and we can see all the exciting code that is going to make Atom do a turn when I pinch my fingers together. So really all we do is we initialize the gesture recognizer, and we wait for a gesture. Now the gesture is the pinch. So it's basically it just knows that's a pinch. Once it detects that pinch, it's going to tell the animator window, or the animator component inside of Unity, to set the trigger to true, or to turn. We created that trigger called turn, turn with a capital T. It is a trigger, so if we go back to Unity, there's my trigger, turn with a capital T. So basically, once it gets that gesture, it's going to send that over to my animator component and trigger the animation. So let's see if that works. So I'm going to fire this guy up. Let's go back to live preview. That was funny. It's not supported. Cool. So we should see Atom. And I'm going to give a little pinch. And Atom's going to turn. How cool is that? Pew. Turn. Well, it was cool. Oh, I haven't made a turn back. Right, duh, that's all me. Duh. Yeah, so look, I made it go to here, but I didn't make it go back. So it's just stuck there. It's just gonna stay in that pose forever and ever until we give it a transition back. So what this is gonna do, I'm not gonna give this any input or any type of parameter. It's just going to play this clip. When I do the pinch, we're gonna go to turn, and then when it's done turning, it's gonna go back to idle. And then I can repeatedly pinch again, because now I'll be in that other state, so I can pinch, do my turn, pinch again, do my turn, and that's just gonna happen forever and ever. Cool. Well, let's do something a little more fun than that. Let's make it do something with a voice command. So I've got some other animation. Let's go in here, and I've got a walk cycle somewhere in here. Let's grab this one, Atom Walk. And yeah, so I got a walk cycle, just another clip of animation. And I'm just gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna create a transition, make transition to walk. But this time I want to use a voice command. So let's go to my scripts here again. And I got a script for speech. There it is, speech MS for Mark Schonagle, not Microsoft, although that doesn't really matter. Speech MS. So I'm going to double click on that. And let's take a look at that code. So here what we do is we're going to use the keyword recognizer. Same basic thing. We initialize it. We look for a keyword. And we just use plain text. It's going to actually take what I type and listen for me to say that. So when I say walk, we're going to set the animator, the trigger again, to walk. And then we're gonna close down our recognizer when we don't need it. But that's it, that's all the code we need to do to basically capture words and do something with that. So let's go minimize that again. Let's go here and set this up. So I'm gonna create another trigger. This one's gonna be called walk. Walk, like so. Click on this guy here. And I'm gonna now activate walk for there as well. So now we have pinch to turn, and I'm gonna say walk, and hopefully, our character will walk around. So let's fire up this guy again. Oh, actually, why is it cute? Am I shutting that off? Anyway, let's put play. Let's turn this on, cool. So first, let's pinch. Now, the one thing that is, so the headset, even though I'm in emulation mode right now, this is talking directly to Unity. The microphone in the HoloLens isn't listening for my voice. It's actually the PC's microphone, and this is only when you're running in the editor. So I actually have to talk into the microphone here. Otherwise, I could walk all around and use these voice gestures. But let's try it. Walk. Well, I probably should have paused for a second. Walk. Oh, wait. Hang on. Oh, no, I did it. Oh, wait, that's not walking. Nice. I probably should name my clip of animation something different. Now let's call that dance. Yes, let's call that dance. All right, so let's create another transition, or let's create another clip here, another trigger. And we'll call that trigger, let's call that trigger, what just happened there? Oops, hang on. Hey, what's going on? There we go. Let's call that trigger dance. And let's go back to Visual Studio. Let's copy paste this bit of stuff here. And let's just show you just how easy that is to do. I'm just gonna type dance, and I'm gonna put dance. I'm gonna save it. As soon as I save it, my script is automatically updated inside of Unity. So let's change our transition, because it's obviously not a walk. Let's change that to dance, and let's see if that works. So I hit play. Dance. Hooray. Sweet. All right, that's cool. So now let's do the walk, now that I've been a goofball. All right, so I'm going to go back into my animations, and we've got somewhere in here, I have a legitimate walk cycle, not silly dance. And we'll just drop this one on here, and we will right-click, make a transition to here. Now, I already have the thing named walk. It's already set up to listen for walk. All I have to do is tell it to walk, like so. And we'll do this there. Let's make this one also have exit time. And I need to make my, well, here, I'll show you what happens if I don't. I'm gonna press play. And let's take a look here. Walk. And since I gave it no way to stop, Adam's just gonna walk forever. Come back. No, don't, now you've left the room. You're walking on people's heads, that's not good. Maybe we should fix that somehow. All right, so we have a little bit of work still to do. All right, so let's stop that. There you go, you're dead, you're good. All right, cool. Let's just do one more because we should. Let's just paste one more line down here and let's call this stop. Stop. Oops, not whatever I just typed. Stop. Good luck saying that. And let's set the correct trigger to stop. Like so, cool. Save this up, go like so, and I'm gonna add that last one, the trigger, there it is, and we will call this one stop, like so, cool. And so for stop, I'm just gonna create a transition that goes back from both of these, whichever one I happen to be in, either my silly dance or my walk, and it's gonna be called stop. And that's just gonna take us back to our default idle pose, like so. Cool. I don't need to test that, I know it works. Cool. All right, so that's set up. So right now we saw Adam walking on people. That's not good. I don't want that to happen. So I'm gonna show you how we can fix that and show you probably my favorite thing about the HoloLens. So I'm gonna click on my camera and I'm gonna add a component. And the component that I wanna add is called, it's under AR, and it's called the spatial mapping renderer, the magic. So this is the spatial mapper, I can't say that. This is the spatial mapping renderer component. There we go. And what it does, it basically allows us to visualize the spatial map that HoloLens generates. If you've ever seen this, this is really cool. So here we go. I'm gonna go back to our view. Gonna press play. I really need to just stop doing that in the wrong order. And what I should see here is, oh, we're not gonna see anything because I have it set to occlusion. So let's change this from occlusion to visualization. Press play, and now there's Adam, and we should start to see the matrix. So it is now building the spatial map. Oh, you guys don't see what I'm seeing again, right? There we go. So as I look around, I'm seeing basically this room, which is pretty darn cool. The reason that it's color-coded is it goes in 1 meter increments. We change color just for you to see. So red is 1 meter away within a meter, then green, then blue, white. We can change that to make this a little bit easier for you all to see. So what I'll do is just change my shader. Let's go to my materials. I have a more solid wireframe shader I can drop on here for my visual setup. Press play again. And now I should see this with a little more clarity. So this is cool. Like, I can do a lot with this mesh. I can interact with it with physics. I can place Atom on there. I can use this to do dance. It still works. Nice. You still got it. All right, cool. Let's do something with that mesh, though. So I'm going to get a cursor, just a little piece of, I love my naming conventions, Thursday night, Wednesday super late. Anyhow, those are my save scenes. So I got this little cursor. Let's take a look at this in the scene view. So it's just this little red reticule. And I'm going to use this basically to follow my terrain around. And we're also going to rotate the normal on it. So if we take a look at another script I have, go into my scripts database, we have, what am I looking for? World cursor. So I'll just drop that on my cursor. Let's take a look at that code really quick. This just uses raycast. Takes raycast, fires it against our spatial map, returns a position, and returns our orientation. And then we basically set our new position and rotation of our reticule with this code here. So pretty straightforward. We get the position. We set the position. Just a few lines of code. There's more comments than there is code. That's always a good thing. So let's grab our cursor. We have to do one more thing, which is on our camera, we also have to add the collider now for, because we're using ray casting, we need to use the spatial mapping collider. So we're rendering it, and we're detecting it now for collisions. So when I press play here, press play, we should now see the spatial map. And if everything worked right, we should see my red reticule. Cool. And you can see it actually follows the terrain accurately, like so. So can you, you guys can see that little red circle, right? Yeah, so you can see it actually detects that that's a nice flat surface. And again, the more you use your environment, the better the scan becomes, the better your environment becomes. So now I can actually use that. I want to use that to place Atom. Before we had him walking on people because it was he's just randomly standing there in space. Dance. Oh, darn it. Whatever. It's funny. All right, so let's stop that. Let's do one more thing. And let me grab this guy here, our gaze gesture manager. This is basically, this bit of code is going to work completely independent from the cursor. It's going to use another raycast. So we're going to raycast onto our environment, and then I'm going to basically tap, and that gesture is going to reset the position of my character to somewhere in my real world. So again, it's operating independent from the cursor, but it is going to appear where the cursor is. So let's do that. Press play. Let's go like so. And so Atom is there, but I really want Atom to be right here. Pew. Oh, really? Wait a minute. What have I done? What have I done? Nope, that's not working. did I put it actually on the object? No, that's what I didn't do. I told you about the script, but I failed to actually apply the script to the object. So that's, of course, not going to work. So I'm just going to drag and drop this onto Atom so that now we should have. There we go. So the gaze gesture manager is on there. Now it should actually listen for my gesture. Well, it doesn't listen for my gesture. It, I guess it listens. Does it listen? I don't know. Let's see. You scan. There we go. Nice. And notice it did the turn, too. So both of those gestures are on different scripts, but they're still interacting. All is good. Dance. Oh, fine. Really? Dance. Walk. Oh, there he goes. Hooray. And look, I can walk all around. Oh, you guys actually don't see that. Let me put that back up. Yeah, so I can walk all around. Hooray. You got to admit, that's pretty darn cool. It was really hilarious in my hotel room, making him dance on the bed and other things. Stop. That sounds creepy. I didn't quite realize what the chuckle was for until I thought about it. Right. I tucked him in. It was wonderful. He slept like that. My arm was under my... As I digress. Walk. Walk. I promise you the audio works a lot better when you're not in emulation. Whatever, and probably the room. Walk. Well, fine, don't walk. I can make you walk. I'll make you walk yet. Oh, you know, it is walking. Why is it walking? Hey, why is walked activated? There he goes. No, he's not. Fine, you stink. Anyhow, that's that. So I want to show you one more thing. I'm going to take a... Boy, I almost said something else that would have been completely silly. I'm going to take a scene that has 200 balls in it. I don't know what I was going to say, but... Or an object. So here we have 200 balls, nicely color-coded. And I am going to position them right above Adam. And I'm going to turn off their... So one of the neat things about Unity is while scenes are evaluating, and I just got to pause, something is going a little slow. Come on. Oh, no. There we go. Okay. Grab that. Grab the ball object. I'm going to grab that. There we go. Cool. So there's balls on top of them. And I'm going to press play. No snickering. Press play. And one of the neat things is, well, they're going to all fall straight away. Like so. I'm going to turn them off for a second, press play, and I'm just going to wait for it to generate basically my environment. Oh, come on. Cool. Let's get this here so y'all can see. So it's generating my environment, so you can actually see it generating, which is freaking cool. And I'll just go here. Let's position it. And now let's make it rain a storm of... Oh, shoot, missed. Oh! Well, you get the idea. They're supposed to fall and bounce off them. I guess I've got the position wrong. Anyway, they react to the environment. So all of your physics interactions can react to the environment that you build. I just added that really as you guys were walking in, so that obviously could have been a little more exciting. But hey, look, they're still falling. The balls are falling. Hooray. Cool. So that is a little bit on how this whole workflow goes with all these different inputs. I'm going to take this off now. It's not that hard. It's pretty straightforward to do. So that's some cool stuff with the HoloLens. I'm not quite finished. Let's go back to land a PowerPoint really quick. And I got a few more things to talk about. I want to show you a couple more things. So just a couple other nerdy things for those of you that are more nerdy than me or less, whichever. Just some things for performance. Use single pass instancing. That's going to give you about a 30 to 40% boost in CPU performance, which is definitely good. I just call that about 35%. There's a user setting that you should think about that when Unity loses tracking, so if you move your head or somehow this thing stops tracking, it'll pause the game. And that's really good for reducing nausea. Nausea, whatever you say it. Basically, you don't want your game to keep playing while someone is out of the world. You want it to pop back right where they were so, you know, geez, they don't wind up somewhere else. Again, it's just to reduce getting people sick, you want to target D3D as your build setting. That's super important. Gamma color space only in your build settings. If you have it to linear, you will not see anything render. And if you're like me, you'll spend half a day wondering why something doesn't render, looking at shaders, looking at all kinds of stuff, and realize, oh, I've got my color space set wrong. And there's lots of other custom build settings, which I'll show you back in the editor, like where you can change your sprite, your icons that actually get deployed to your device, so you can have custom icons just like you would any app. So really easy to do that kind of stuff. You must have developer mode enabled if you want to do any of the remoting stuff that I just did. So if you want to tunnel into it, turn that on. The controllers, man, I'm bummed I couldn't show you the controllers. That would have been fun. They are really cool. They're well designed. Hopefully you saw that. We have a brand new common controller toolkit coming. The control system, the input system in Unity is wonderful. It supports, like I said, 30 different platforms. Every platform has a notion of button 1, button 2, button 3. So all you have to say is if someone pushes button 1, do this, and that works on all platforms. However, with all these crazy devices and controllers that are coming out, we came to the conclusion we need to redo and update our input system. So we're going to have a much, much better input system coming soon where basically these devices will just return a transform. So you don't have to worry about what device you're on, what you're doing. Should be perfectly seamless cross-platform once that comes. And I think that's going to be in 2017.1, which is the next big release of Unity. Active latent frame setting. This is an API-only setting. This adds 1 millisecond of latency to your experience. Basically, what it does is it enables a prediction algorithm. So we kind of know which way your head's going. We're pretty sure it's going to continue that way. And what that does, it allows us to more accurately get a 60 frame per second target frame rate for you. So you lose 1 millisecond, you lose one frame, not 1 millisecond, you lose one frame, but you gain a much stabler experience. So that's a nice API to turn on. Let's see, focus point API. On the HoloLens, by default, what is 2 meters in front of you is considered the most in focus. As objects get further away, they'll start to jitter just a little bit. Through an API, you can control that distance. If you have holograms that are way far away, you want to think about that API. I suddenly got louder. What else about that? And we are working on some stuff that's going to actually dynamically figure that out for you. That's not checked in yet, but soon we'll have a dynamic focus point API, which is great. Cool, back to demo, because that's what I like to do. So I want to show you some stuff in regards to 360 video. The second scene I'm going to show you was provided to us by a company called Murata. Really, really just a cool way thing that they've done with 360 video. So I want to show you that. So let's go ahead and close this up again. Let me just restart Unity just for fun. Like so, we're going to turn this off. Cool, this is all still plugged in. Let me make sure this is tracking, everything's good. And I see Windows. Cool, okay, that's all still good. So I'm gonna launch Unity again. And let's go to 360 video sphere. I'll do this one. I got 4 minutes, so I gotta hurry up. If I wasn't going fast enough already. So the way we do 360 video, we have a brand new video player for Unity, and essentially what you do for 360 video, you take a sphere, you scale it to like 50 by 50 by 50. I'm gonna put a shader on it, so we'll just say create material, and I will put this to a shader called unlit. Texture inside out. This is going to invert the sphere because generally game engines don't render the inside of polygons it's back-facing polygons. So this is going to basically do the same as invert my normals. I'm going to apply that to my sphere. So now I'm looking inside the sphere. My camera's in the sphere. Let me reset my camera to zero there as well. And then what I do is I just take my 360 video, drag and drop it, and when I press play, I am now in 360 video. Hooray! Super simple, right? Crazy cool, super easy. So I came up with this little demo where I took a cabin and I dropped my cabin in here and it was really exciting and then, yay, now I've got a cabin in my world. And that was fun. But then this other company came around and they did some stuff for it that was for us, which just blew anything I did away. So let me show you what they came up with really quick. This guy right here. Come on. 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I timed this perfectly. No. Please let this be an hour. All right, let's go. So press play. Cool. So here we have 360 video running in stereoscopy. So I'm seeing a nice depth view of this. And we've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on in our world here. So there's our guardian. One, we have dinosaurs. That's different. Wasn't expecting that. I got birds. There's birds overhead. There's a bench. Now, what's cool here is I can teleport. So if I look at the Mariner, I just gaze at this. Whoop. And now I'm over here. So hey, there's my birds. Check that. Hey, birds. So those are all fake. Those are 3D birds. And I'm in this little world. You can get totally Alfred Hitchcock with this. Watch this. I'll go here and let me grab my birds. So right now I've got 25 birds. How about 1,000? Ah! Oh no! This is very scary. Let's go somewhere else. Let's go to the bench. Go away, birds. Oh, now I'm by the dinosaurs. That's not good. Let's get out of here. That's terrible. Oh, look, there's falling leaves. Wow, more 3D objects and birds, lots of birds. Go here to this guy. Oh no, I've already been there. Where do I want to go? There's one other place. Here. Well, you know what? I'm out of time. I know I'm out of time. There's another place where there's butterflies. So this is awesome. It takes boring 360 video, which I'm not super excited about. I mean, I am a little bit, but adding 3D objects to it and getting all kinds of cool interaction and doing stuff is way better. So that's on the mixed reality platform. That's this guy here. You saw HoloLens. So that sort of wraps up my presentation. I'm going to give you guys one more thing, which is if you go to... if anyone here wants to win a free 12-month subscription to Unity Pro, go to that bit.ly right there. It's case sensitive, so make sure you have lowercase u, lowercase b. Do that in the next 24 hours. It's a quick little survey of what you thought of this presentation, and you'll enter to win. Actually, I think we'll probably give out two with this size audience. So thank you very, 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 very much. It was all fun. I was going to record all of you with Adam dancing, but you know what? I hope everyone got that, because I want to do that really quick, I think. Let's do that. Hold on. Let's try this. Open scene, open project. What'd you all think? Good stuff? Yay. Why, thank you. This was a fun demo to build. This was all just for this event. Yeah, fun. So let me see. Let me open up a scene real quick. Actually, you know what? I'll give up the room. How is this going to record that? But anyway, I should probably let you all go. I have 13 seconds. And record. I'll do it anyway. Are you recording? Please say you're recording. Yes, I'm recording. But I don't see anything. Oh, I got to connect. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Never give up. Connect. Oh, forget it. Hilarious. Good stuff. Thank you, everybody.